Turn on, tune in, read more, and discover a world of stories. Sponsored by National Book Tokens. Hello, and welcome to a World of Stories online podcast series. My name is Stephen Butler, and I am your guide through this big celebration of books. And today, we are talking about Enid Blyton's Five on a Treasure Island. Now, Julian, Dick and Anne are spending the holidays with their tomboy cousin George and her dog Timothy. One day, George takes them to explore nearby Kirin Island with its rocky coast and old ruined castle on top. Over on the island, they make a thrilling discovery, which leads them deep into the dungeons of Kirin Castle on a dangerous adventure. Who and what will they find there? Well, you can find out in this reading by Jan Francis.
Mother, have you heard about our summer holidays yet? Said Julian at the breakfast table. Can we go to Polzeath as usual? I'm afraid not, said his mother. They are quite full up this year. The three children at the breakfast table looked at one another in great disappointment. They did so love the house at Polzeath. The beach was so lovely there too, and the bathing was fine. Cheer up, said Daddy. I dare say we'll find somewhere else just as good for you. And anyway, Mother and I won't be able to go with you this year. Has Mother told you?
No, said Anne. Oh, Mother, is it true? Can't you really come with us on our holidays? You always do.
Well, this time Daddy wants me to go to Scotland with him, said Mother. All by ourselves. And as you are really getting big enough to look after yourselves now, we thought it would be rather fun for you to have a holiday on your own too. But now that you can't go to Polzeath, I don't really quite know where to send you.
What about Quentin's? Suddenly said Daddy.
Quentin was his brother, the children's uncle. They had only seen him once and had been rather frightened of him. He was a very tall, frowning man, a clever scientist who spent all his time studying. He lived by the sea, but that was about all that the children knew of him.
Quentin, said Mother, pursing her lips. Whatever made you think of him? I shouldn't think he'd want the children messing about in his little house.
Well, said Daddy. I had to see Quentin's wife in town the other day, about a business matter, and I don't think things are going too well for them. Fanny said she'd be quite glad if she could hear of one or two people to live with her for a while, to bring a little money in. Their house is by the sea, you know. It might be just the thing for the children. Fanny is very nice. She would look after them well.
Yes, and she has a child of her own, too, hasn't she? Said the children's mother. Now, let me see. What's her name? Something funny. Yes, Georgina. How old would she be? About 11, I should think.
Same age as me, said Dick. Fancy having a cousin we've never seen. She must be jolly lonely all by herself. I've got Julian and Anne to play with, but Georgina is just one on her own. I should think she'd be glad to see us.
Well, your Aunt Fanny said that her Georgina would love a bit of company, said Daddy. You know, I really think that would solve our difficulty. If we telephone to Fanny and arrange for the children to go there. It would help Fanny, I'm sure, and Georgina would love to have someone to play with in the holidays. And we should know that our children were safe. The children began to feel rather excited. It would be fun to go to a place they had never been to before and stay with an unknown cousin.
Are there cliffs and rocks and sands there? Asked Anne. Is it a nice place?
I don't remember it very well, said Daddy, but I feel sure it's an exciting kind of place. Anyway, you'll love it. It's called Kirin Bay. Your Aunt Fanny has lived there all her life and wouldn't leave it for anything.
Oh, Daddy, do telephone to Aunt Fanny and ask her if we can go there, cried Dick. I just feel as if it's the right place somehow. It sounds sort of adventurous.
Well, there you have it. I hope you enjoyed that reading from Five on a Treasure Island. But if you're in the mood for something a little bit different, why don't you check out the other wonderful books at A World of Stories online podcast series. All you have to do is head over to www.worldbookday.com to see all the other podcasts and the suggested other books. So I hope you have a lovely time exploring that. Have a lovely day. Did you like what you heard? Visit your local bookshop or library to get the whole story.
Jibber Jabber Production. JIBBA. JABBA.